Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking with a panel of guests on this weekend show, CAO for Tuolumne County, Tracy Riggs, the board chair of the supervisors, Sherry Brennan, and now we're going to bring into the conversation Cole Prisabilla, Tuolumne County's director of innovation and business assistance. Cole, thank you for coming on. And, you know, first off, what kind of outreach has there been lately in regards to the local businesses who are impacted by COVID-19?
Good morning, BJ. Thank you for having me as well. And up to now, it's the same that we've been discussing the past few months. We continue to send out phone calls and text messages. We will start to reduce the amount of those text messages to make sure that they have their intended effect. We'll continue to send out those emails. So if anyone is interested in getting email updates, at this point it's about biweekly, they can send me an email. You can find my email on the county website or tcdisasterassistance.com. And we will continue to host our weekly Wednesday webinars, which again, so if anyone's interested in viewing that webinar, you can go to Access Tuolumne and see the recorded webinar there.
Very good. Have you had a chance to crunch any of the numbers about the impact so far?
So far, what I've been telling people is the conversations I've had with businesses that are contemplating or considering a closure is less than five. And even then, it's still only a consideration. And I only know of one business that has confirmed a closure based on COVID. So as of now, I don't have a lot of that information. But from what I had based on conversations and surveys is that a good majority of Tuolumne County businesses have been open for essential. There are a few businesses that are planning to implement, and they already are going through the implementation of late stage two openings. And only an even smaller few are even unsure of what to do next. And so just as a reminder, Tuolumne County went into a late stage two on May 11th. So if anyone is interested as a business owner on what that means, they can go to TC Disaster Assistance Business Reopening Summary and find a really kind of quick and dirty way to figure out where to find information and what businesses are open. And then if they want to get even more information, and rightfully so, they should go to the COVID-19.ca.gov roadmap for the counties or industry guidance websites. And that's where businesses will find guidelines, checklists, and everything they need to do to be open for business.
How about when it comes to like revenues and gas taxes coming in?
Right. So Tracy, CEO Riggs, talked about how TOT and gas tax is a very vital revenue source for Tuolumne County. And we're seeing, based on a survey released by INRIX that tracks personal vehicle travel patterns throughout the United States, that in mid-April, traffic and travel was down 48%. And then for California, personal travel for the week ending in May 15th, so last week, was down to be 33%. Versus 55% in the past 5 weeks. So all that's to say is that travel in California and the United States has been down significantly versus last year.
Any other common questions that you're continuing to receive from people in the community?
There's two right now that are very important for any business to know is that if you haven't and still need to apply for a Paycheck Protection Program loan, two of our local banks are still accepting applications, and so if you need to consider or need to find more information, please reach out to me, and I will pass your information along to those banks. They are taking those applications, and at this point, one of our local banks they're pushing about $14 million in paycheck protection loans to our local businesses, so that's incredible, and we should be incredibly thankful. The other question that's coming up that's discussed on the weekly webinar is unemployment. Businesses are discussing how to get their employees to return when they have their unemployment insurance. So we will show them ways of how to kind of interact with employees and how to interact with the EDD from the state.
Very good. Well, anything else I didn't ask about that you'd like to point out today?
Those were the major topics between the Paycheck Protection Program, between how much travel is down, between unemployment. Those are going to be the main topics that we'll talk about for the next week or so. So thank you very much, BJ.
Well, Cole, it's great talking to you. Also with CAO Riggs, we've got just a couple minutes left. Any other closing comments you'd like to make today?
just want to thank everyone who's listening and sending us their thoughts and their emails, their support. This is a difficult time, and it's not just difficult for us. It's difficult for our staff. They're watching what's happening, and for our community. So we would just ask people to bear with us, and if they have questions, to contact our office and then watch the board meetings.
And Board Chair Brennan, any final comments today?
Yeah, just add that we're working on so many levels to really get some answers and some movement. And one of those pieces is the Yosemite Gateway Area Coordination Team, which is four counties, Tuolumne, Mariposa, Madera, and Mono, Yosemite National Park, Sierra National Forest, and the Stanislaus National Forest. And we're coordinating again. The governor has said several times that localism is determinism. And from a regional perspective, that geographical area is larger than five states in the nation. And so it's important to note that we're working on a regional plan where we are really advocating strongly for more of the businesses to be able to be open. And we think that with coordination and cooperation, we can actually move the governor's goals that he wants, and so in safely reopening, we can do that at a local level with the cooperation of our businesses. They're ready, we're ready, and we want to do that in a way that mitigates any of the. We also recognize that we have a senior population that is in Tuolumne County, and we want to mitigate what risk we can to them. We want to do this safely, and we want to do it in a coordinated way.
Working with that regional group, have you noticed of the neighboring counties all kind of been on the same page, or different counties have different opinions on matters?
No, we're really moving in a unified way, and actually we'll be sending a letter out to the governor that really is going to highlight that and how we have dealt with containment, mitigation. We have not had surge here, but one of the counties, and then recovery, which is the phase we're in now. And so we are working in a very coordinated, unified way.
Well, I appreciate all three of you joining us via telephone this morning. Thank you so much for getting up to speed here today.
Thank you, BJ.
Thank you.
And that does put a wrap on this weekend's Motherlode Views on this Memorial Day weekend. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. Again, our guests this weekend were Cole Prisabilla, Tuolumne County's Director of Innovation and Business Assistance, Tuolumne County Administrative Officer Tracy Riggs, and Sherry Brennan, who is the Board Chair for the Tuolumne County Supervisors. If you missed any of the show or any past shows, you can find them archived up on mymotherlode.com. And a reminder, next Friday is going to be the special session that was mentioned during this show, when the Board of Supervisors are going to have some further discussions about the status and the future of the Tuolumne County Juvenile Detention Facility. A reminder, you can watch video of that meeting live up on mymotherlode.com, and budget talks will continue over the coming weeks. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life of the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.